with Barry Borg. He is a candidate for District 4, Barnes County Commission. There's three people running in the District 4 race this year. And so in the June 14th primary, one of the two of the three then, whoever gets the top votes, will meet again in the general election on November 8th. And Barry Borg is one of those. And I want to thank you for joining us today, Barry. We want to learn a little bit more about you. I know you. You've been a lifelong resident here, but tell the folks in Radioland where you grew up and what you do today.
Thank you, Steve. Born and raised here, Barnes County. Got a little farm west of Valley City. Married to Cheryl for quite a while.
You got a few kids?
We've got six kids.
And they're all growing up, and
they're
got
all
kids,
growing
right?
up. Yep.
So you got quite a few grandkids then, too.
Yep, got 12 grandchildren. Yep.
Well, let's talk about some of the issues. I know I've had a chance to talk with you for years. Some of the issues. Let's start with maybe the first one, roads. Of course, we had another one of those crazy springs where it looked like it was going to be normal.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, things got really wet, and we've got a mess with our roads. But tell us your take on what you would do if you were commissioner.
April happened. Mm-hmm. Basically, yep. April happened. So we've got a road west of Valley City that's underwater and closed, and that's putting traffic onto a gravel road and putting more traffic on 94. I took a look at the water that's covering Old Highway 10, and that could be taken down with a small earthen ditch. There is a pipe that drains it, but it's running very slow. It won't do the trick. It's partially plugged or something. And then a lot of people in the county are complaining about their gravel roads, how they're being bladed and so on. So things could change with the roads.
Okay. And I see you've talked a little bit about eminent domain, and you have an issue with that, of how you'd like to see that changed.
Well, right now it's not eminent domain isn't a threat in Barnes County, but it could be in the future. The thing I'm concerned about is the CO2 pipelines. We don't know if one of those will come through Barnes County or not, but fundamental to being able to have property is to have the title to it and not have to put up with eminent domain.
Talk about property. I know a big topic that you've talked about in the past is property tax relief.
They talk about property tax reform. We never see the reform. It would have to be a downward trend in property taxes. Do you know that North Dakota is the richest state in the union? I've been told we're somewhere around $27 billion or a little more in actual cash.
Part of the legacy fund, I'm guessing?
Oh, there's a lot of funds. And I've called for a complete audit and accounting of all North Dakota's finances. And then they said, well, you can find that online. No, I want to see it in the newspaper and on TV. I got a call a week or so ago from a place out east. I don't know why that happened, but he said, we're interested in North Dakota. Governor Jack Dalrymple, he used to answer the big news people, what is going on in North Dakota? And that's what this fella was asking. And he specifically brought up our bank. And he said, we are looking at Oklahoma to try to do some things that you're doing in North Dakota. So the nation is watching North Dakota. And we could be a prime example if we really took care of our property tax issues.
Well, I guess one more last comment, and that's Second Amendment rights. I know you're a big believer in that, like many other people are in this county.
Well, the people out in the county are telling me that. They said they're going to cling to their guns. You know, if they have trouble out in the county, you dial 911. It's quite a span of time before law enforcement gets there. And they've told me they're more comfortable with a gun in their hand than a cell phone. It's not just the Second Amendment. There's 10 amendments. And if you take one down, they all go. So it's not just the Second Amendment. The right to speak. The First Amendment. Exchange ideas, which is being squelched like unbelievable right now, how First Amendment rights are being violated.
Thank you, Barry, for those comments. Barry Borg, a candidate for the District 4 Barnes County Commission seat.